Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I heard these words a lot when I was a kid. Just be patient. You heard that? My dad was great to say this. Don't get rambunctious. Now just settle down. Those were the kind of words that I heard because I tend to be a little rambunctious. I tend to want to get things going. Sometimes I'm a little overzealous at getting things accomplished. When I see something that needs to be done, I want it done yesterday so that I can check it off of my list. The bad news there is that it's difficult for me to put off something that I don't really need to start until next week. I could wait. Maybe there's something else that's more important to do. But if it's something I especially enjoy or something I really look forward to, I want to get started on it yesterday. That's the bad news. The good news is I get a lot done. We don't like to wait. None of us do. Think about this time of the year in particular. If you've ever been a teacher, I bet you remember when kids would be just excited about Christmas coming. They'd be excited about Christmas vacation is coming in, let's see, how many days from now. And they were excited and they could hardly wait. When I was in the service and we were on deployment, starting several weeks before the time that we left, we would start saying, 30 days and a wake up. And then 10 days and a wake up. And 3 days and a wake up. And then the day would finally arrive. It's hard to wait. It's hard to wait. But in waiting, we learn to be patient. And in that patience, we learn to anticipate. And in that anticipation, we generate some excitement. As I said, this is the season of Advent, and we anticipate Christ's coming. We wait for Christ's coming. We get excited about Christ's coming. And with that excitement comes some joy that we look forward to on Christmas Eve when, once again, Christ, the baby Christ, will be in that creche out there. You'll notice it's not there right now. Christmas Eve, we'll put that baby there. But tonight and the rest of this week, we still wait. In our anticipation, we have to wait patiently. In that anticipation, though, our excitement grows, or at least I hope it is growing. The problem is God's timing is way, way different than ours. We wait for weeks for something. We wait sometimes months for something, but we don't wait for things for years. Consider that Isaiah prophesied the coming Messiah 700 years before he was born. And it was 2,000 years ago that Christ came and did his work. In 3 weeks, he will come again on Christmas Eve. And so today we have to still be patient because he's not only coming this Christmas, but he's always coming, also coming on the last day. And that's a longer period of time, and that's probably years, maybe a lifetime for most of us, for all of us perhaps. During this Advent service, we are encouraged by the examples that was set by several women in the Old Testament who waited to have children. Tonight we read about the story of Abraham and Sarah and how they had to wait for way longer than they ever anticipated for the birth of a child. Sarah, she was called Sarai originally, was barren. She was old enough to get Medicare when God came to them and said, "You will be the parents of a great nation." To be certain, her human nature took over and she got ahead of the game, thinking that it was too late for her to have children She'd made a deal where Abraham would have an offspring, but that wasn't part of God's plan. It wasn't too late for her, for God. It was almost a quarter of a century later that he came back and said to Abraham, next year when I come back at this time, Sarah will have a baby. Sarah's in the tent listening, and she hears that and she laughs. How could that possibly be? But God kept that promise. In fact, when God came back a year later, she did have a little boy. She gave birth to Isaac, even though she was well past her childbearing years. God kept that promise. Our writer of Hebrews describes that act of faith that Abraham and Sarah had. We read in verse 11, by faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised her. Sarah gave birth at 90 years old because God had promised her a child, and she had faith that that would actually happen. It was by her faith that she was able to conceive, because she believed God's promise. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And so tonight, we wait patiently for the birth of a baby as well. As Christmas Eve approaches, like Sarah, we look forward to the fulfillment of God's promise of a Messiah. As Christmas Eve approaches, like Sarah, we're reminded of the joy of that long-awaited birth. As Christmas Eve approaches, like Sarah, our enthusiasm grows as the light of the world gets closer and closer to us. As more and more candles are lighted on the Advent wreath, that light gets brighter and brighter. And so tonight we anticipate, we look forward to, we wait for Jesus to come to save us and to save the world from our sinfulness. As Christmas Eve approaches, just as Sarah looked forward to the fulfillment of God's promise to give her a child, we too look forward to the fulfillment of God's promise to bring a Messiah. Like Sarah, our enthusiasm grows as that day draws nearer. As Sarah anticipated Isaac's birth, we anticipate the coming of Christ again at Christmas. That same Jesus who was promised 2,700 years ago by Isaiah comes to us again at Christmas. And that comes by faith. And here's the definition of faith that we read in Hebrews tonight. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Tonight, our faith assures us that the long-hoped-for Messiah is coming again at Christmas. Tonight, by our faith, we are convinced that he is coming, that he will be here on Christmas Eve. And our faith reminds us that he also will come again someday to judge all of us on that last day. And so, tonight, we say with the psalmist, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope, my soul waits for the Lord. Amen.